ELKTON, Elkton.
I'm not familiar with that.
I'm not either, but it's a little teeny weeny place. The first time I went up there with a 6 weeks old child, got off the train in the middle of the night and was not able to claim any luggage or anything.
Oh dear. Elkton, Tennessee. Do you know where his parents were from?
Right around there, both of them.
Okay. What did he do for?
He was in the Army.
All his life?
Mm-hmm.
However long you stay in
the Army. Yeah, that's right.
Let's see. What about earlier ancestry? Do you know where any of your forebears came from originally?
Well, I had two grandfathers, one on both sides, who were Methodist preachers. And the only thing I can say is that my grandfather on my mother's side was a minister in the Alabama West Florida Conference. But now that is as much as I can tell you. I do have a copy of his obituary over to the house, but it doesn't give much of his early life. And I don't know anything about my grandfather, who was a preacher, because it has just been learned recently that such a person existed. I mean, of course, I knew my grandfather did, great-grandfather did, but I have a cousin who is getting up the genealogy, and he's about driven us all crazy.
Well, I think that's so much fun to do. I wish I had time to work on it. Were they Methodists?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a family of Methodists, mm-hmm. and then mm-hmm. you married a Presbyterian?
Mm-hmm. And, but he was not very church-minded, so that didn't really make any difference.
You kept going to the Methodist
mm-hmm.
church.
That's right.
For that. Well, I think that's nice. Okay, well, that's all I need to write down, so now we can proceed. Oh, no, that is not all I need to write down. I need you to make a sketch for me, a floor plan of the house where you grew up. Did you live in one house as a child?
Listen, I lived in every house in Waverly Hall.
Oh. Well, what's the house that you remember the best or that you most associate?
Well, there are so many. It's a strange situation, but I was an only child. There were just three of us.
Oh,
uh-huh. And I was growing up during the time of the boom in Florida.
Mm.
And we had a great many people who would go down to Florida for the winters and manage apartment houses
mm-hmm.
and various things.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody who wanted somebody to live in a house got my daddy.
Oh,
and
I
there
see.
We
you
went.
You were house sitters then?
Yes, and we must have lived in 8 or 9 houses in Waverly Hall.
Well, that must be fun to orient yourselves, although it's a lot of trouble.
Well, it was, and evidently we must have sold half we had every year and had to buy it again, because I have. There are very few things now in my possession, that except dishes and silver and that sort of thing, that my mother and father started to have to give me.
Well, after you married, were you in one house for a long time?
We lived with my mother and father, and my husband commuted back to Fort Benning.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you stay in the same house for several years there?
We lived in that big two-story house, I would say, about 10 years. But there are so many houses, I really don't know which one to tell you about.
What's the earliest house you remember as a child?
It is no longer there, but it was a two-story house up on the Hamilton Road.
Can you just draw a little rough sketch of where the rooms were, just a floor plan?
I don't know that I can, because I was a real child when you lived there. That's where I was born. But I know I won't do that well. I'm not a very good drawer anyway.
Well, whatever you draw, then I have to copy, and it's going to look terrible when I copy it, regardless of how beautiful it looks when you draw it. So, and if you could label the rooms and then kind of tell me about the rooms as you're drawing.